Hi, I'm E.G. Cassidy, and welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. This is Series 2, Episode 10, and the title to today's episode is PTSD, My Experience, Part 3. So one of the things that I struggled with immensely when I still had PTSD was believing something is happening when it's really not happening. And I think this is a very common aspect of PTSD and one that can be very, very crippling in our lives. So what happens is that something triggers that stored pain that's stored in the subconscious part of our brain. And then that pain rises to the surface and bam, all of a sudden you're in the fear zone and you believe that that event is happening again right now. The body believes it, the mind believes it, and it's hard at that point to sort of come out of that. It's kind of like being back in a war zone in Iraq or being back in the same place if you were raped, that rapist is here and gonna hurt you again, even though that rapist is not here or that war is not going on around us. Our brain and our body believe that it is. And it's very frightening. It's a very scary thing to get triggered by our past pain and then start reliving that unexpectedly, okay? So I can remember one of these events happening to me when I was in my 20s and I was dealing with the stored pain of my father having put a gun to my head and raping me when I was 8. And at this point I was in my 20s and I lived in an apartment complex and my father lived in the same complex and we did have somewhat of a relationship. I was afraid of him, but I was trying to maintain a relationship with him. And I had, you know, stuffed all this stored pain and had forgotten about it. And so this was the first time that event was coming back to the surface unexpectedly. And what happened was I went to the laundry room. I was already trying to deal with it. I'd gone to the laundry room to do a load of laundry, and my father lived right across the sidewalk from that laundry room. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, he kind of came out of his apartment, and I think he was trying to change the light bulb. And I saw him, and it just triggered everything. And I ducked down, and I got really, really afraid. And my mind began to tell me, he's going to kill me, he's going to kill me, he's going to kill me. Because that stored pain had come to the surface. And in that moment, I really and truly believed my father was going to walk out of that apartment with the same gun and shoot and kill me. Now, that might sound ridiculous, but that is what I believed in those moments. Luckily for me, miraculously for me, a young gentleman walked into the laundry room and he asked me, "Are you okay?" And I didn't know what to say, and I don't remember what I said to him, but it gave me, and then my father went back into his apartment and it gave me the courage to kind of leave the laundry room and run back to my apartment and then try and deal with my fear. And at the time, I really didn't know how to deal with the fear and the triggers and the pain and all that. It's taken me many, many years of hard work and healing to learn how to deal with that pain and how to deal with those stored memories. But eventually, I came out of the delusion that he was gonna kill me again, made it back to my apartment and calmed down. But it took a while, and it was very scary. So what we do to survive these types of events is we store that pain in different areas of our brain, kind of like in boxes. It's kind of like we put it in a box and then bam, we shut the lid on it so we don't have to think about it in our daily life and we don't have to deal with it. And that does work for a while, but it doesn't work long term. Because long term, that pain is still in your subconscious and it's still getting triggered by events in your life. And that's not healthy. That's not good. That's not what, you know, that's not a way to live your daily life. So if you want to learn how to remove the pain from your mind and your body, you have to give yourself permission. You have to set your mind to do it, number one. Number one, you need to know it's possible to get healing. I did it. If I did it, you can do it. So it is possible to get healing from that stored pain. But sometimes I think we have to give ourselves permission to go back into those boxes and open them back up and let that stored pain come out. And trust me, only try to do it with one memory at a time, because you just can't. You can't address more than one at one time. I just don't think that that's possible. And you have to also learn how to let go. Letting go of past stored pain is something I've had to learn how to do, and I'm still doing it. I'm still letting go of certain events in my childhood that caused me pain that I didn't even realize were stored in my subconscious. But you have to learn how to let go. It's an art. It takes practice, because we've held on to something for so long and it becomes a part of our life. And you have to learn to release it, to let go of it. And I know you're probably thinking, well, why the fuck would I want to go back into my biggest nightmare and relive it? Well, because it's going to free you from that nightmare. That's why you want to do it. I've done it over and over and over and over and over again in my life, and I'm still doing it with things in my life, and it's worked. It works for me. It worked for me years ago, and it's still working for me now. I learned how to do this in therapy. I'm still doing it all these years later, and it's still working. And for me, you say, well, why are you still having to do it? Well, because I had a lot of traumatic events and pain throughout my entire childhood. My entire childhood was basically pain and trauma and abuse coming from different people in different places. And I'll tell you another thing. I've had to have several healing sessions over one event in my life. The event from my father putting a gun to my head and raping me, I didn't get over it in one healing session. It took me several, because there are going to be different emotions tied to that event. They're going to be different, and they're probably going to store themselves in different parts of the brain. So you may deal with one event at one point, and then a week or a month or a year or a couple of years later, find that there's still stored pain from that event. It doesn't mean you didn't get the healing initially. It means there's still additional stored pain, maybe different emotions, maybe different aspect of that memory, or whatever it is. But the good news is that if you learn how to go back, address the pain, look at it, process those emotions, that's the most important part of this. Process those emotions fully and then let them go. Let that shit go. What'll happen is the memory may still be there, but the pain attached to it will be gone. And when the pain is gone, it no longer controls your life. You are then in control of your life again. And that's the good news. That's the fantastic news about doing this. So if you do the work and you stick with it, it will be well worth it. And your life will become calm again. And those triggers will stop happening. There's a song that used to trigger me called Holiday in the Park, from the 70s. It may have even been from the 60s or the 70s. And every time I heard that song later on in my life, it would trigger me. And I thought, I hate this song. I hate this fucking song. Why do I hate this song? Well, because it reminded me of a painful memory. Once I processed and released that painful memory, when I heard the song again, the trigger was gone. Now I can listen to the song and enjoy it and smile about it and be happy, because it's a great song. But for many, many years, it was just a trigger for me. So I want you to think about what I've said. I want you to think about processing and releasing your stored pain. That is the way you get rid of it, by facing it, processing it, and releasing it. So I hope you get something out of this video today. If you liked it, please like and share and follow. And I hope that you have a great day. Thank you for joining me. I'm E.G. Cassidy.